Okay, if you want to get somewhere in a hurry, you wouldn't just walk, but you'd begin to
run.
Yeah, you'd say so and so all the way home.
Ran.
He has 2 miles.
Run.
Okay. If you don't know where somebody is from, you might ask, where does he from?
Come from.
And you might say, he blank in on the train last night.
Came in on the train.
Has he blank yet? Has he
left yet?
Same word. Has he
come?
Yeah, okay. All right, and with your eyes, you say you things.
See.
Have you
seen?
Okay. I blank in yesterday.
Saw.
Okay. Say if the highway department is working on the road with their jackhammers, you know, that sort of thing, you might say, well, you can't get through on the road out there. The highway department's got their equipment out there and the road's all
torn up.
Okay. And if you give your wife a present, say a bracelet, and she's just sitting there looking at it, you might say, well, don't just look at it. Go ahead and
put it on.
Okay. And this verb, somebody might ask, can you really blank that? Talking about things you're able to perform.
Do that?
You might say, yeah, I blanked it yesterday.
Did yesterday.
He has already
done.
All right. And if somebody asks you, what's new? You might say, oh.
Nothing.
And he might say, well, surely there must be
something.
Okay. Talking about very unusual things, somebody might ask you if you've heard about them. And you might act surprised and say, well, I never heard of blank things.
Never heard of those things.
Okay, or another word might be, if you're really surprised, you never heard that sort of
such thing.
Yeah. All right, if somebody's asking you how long you've lived in the Talladega area, you might say, why, I've blank lived here.
Always lived here.
And talking about a person who got thrown from a horse, you might say, well, he got thrown once and he's been afraid of horses ever
since.
Okay. And if somebody broke out a window, you might say, well, that wasn't an accident. He did that.
On purpose.
All right. And a few more verbs. If you want to know something and you come to me to find out about it, I might say, well, I can't help you with that. You better go blank somebody else.
Go talk to somebody. Go see somebody else.
All right. If you're specifically going to have to question them, you're going
to go ask somebody else.
Yeah. So you went to him and
asked him.
You have him that before.
Asked.
Okay. And if boys get irritated at each other, they might begin to
fight.
Yeah, they blank all day long.
Fought.
They have.
Fought.
Okay. And if somebody takes a knife and does such to themselves, you say he did what to himself?
Stabbed.
Yeah. Do you have any names for knives with big blades?
Butcher knife.
Okay. What about this situation? If the teacher comes in the room and there are a lot of funny pictures of her on the board, she might turn around to the class and ask, okay, who
did this?
Or
who wrote this? Or who drew this?
Okay. And if you want to get a heavy weight up on the roof of a house, you might rig up a block and tackle and you'd say you did what? You have to
pull.
Okay, is there another word you might use there?
Hoisted.
Okay, you say you
hoisted.
Okay. All right. How would you greet somebody around 10 o'clock in the daytime?
Good morning.
What would be the latest you'd say there?
Noon.
Okay. And afternoon, you would say?
Good afternoon.
What about later than that?
Probably dark. And probably any time before dark.
Would you have another... okay, how would you greet somebody after afternoon? You'd say good afternoon.
I think evening would come in there between afternoon and night.
Do you have any idea when evening starts?
I look on evening as being dark, but I think most folks look on it as being between afternoon and. I think evening would probably start this time of year probably start about